Erev Tov Rabotai, I just want to finish off what we started yesterday. Yesterday we started going into Masichet Safek Sfikah, so, which is one of my favorite Zachin. We asked a very important question yesterday. Maran Zichron Avracha rebuffed the Bet David and others. You remember the situation was a person forgot to count the Omer the night before and the entire day. He only remembered to count during Bin Hashmashot. Okay, after Shkia, the halacha is, Maran Zichron Avracha says that you're able to. We had several Sfekot, yeah? Sheme Yomu, Sheme Halacha Kerebi Yose, Sheme, even if Halacha is Kerebi Yehuda, Sheme Halacha is Kerebi Nutam Bida'at Rebi Yose, and Rebi Nutam interprets the Bin Hashmashot a totally, totally different way. So any which way you slice it, we have a bunch of Sfekot. Ruvi asked, how come it's not Safek Sfekah Mishem Echad? We answered that. What was the answer? One is matir yotem echavero. Each tzad of the safik, if you say, let's say sheme yom, which means it's yom gamur, sheme laila, which means once you're in a safik, I could still tell you according to the shita. Each shita is matir a little bit more than the other, and therefore that's considered a valid safik sfikah. Now, based on that, Maran Zichron Avracha said, you can count then, you saved yourself. The subsequent nights, he says, you can count with the beracha. Just what? So that you shouldn't be nir'a kesoteret atzmo. From then on, it's best, even though me'ikar adin, you're allowed to count every night bivin hashmashot, but since you saved yourself one time by counting bivin hashmashot for the previous day, and you considered for yourself to save yourself bivin hashmashot as if it's yom, be'etzem you should not continue to count ad sof yemei sfirat ha'omer bivin hashmashot, because then you're making it laila v'nir'a kesoteret atzmo.
Best not to.
Yeah. Because it looks like a stira. Yeah? Now, we ask, how come there's no safek sfikah le'achmir? There's a tosfot in Masechet Megillah, Daf Kaf Amud Bet. Tosfot brings down a man de'amar that disagrees with the Tosfot in Menachot, Daf Samach Vav, and he says that Sfirat Yom doesn't work. Okay? Which is, by the way, many Rishonim hold like this Tosfot, Sfirat Yom doesn't work, only Sfirat Laila. Which means, according to that opinion, if you missed it during the night, you cannot make it up during the day. Afilu b'lo bracha, it's worthless. It's wasted words because you're not mekayem the mitzvah during the day at all. So if you have that shita, now let's make a safek sfikah la'achmir. Sheme halacha is that sfirat yom doesn't work. And even if you want to tell me sfirat yom does work, maybe bin hashmashot is laila, and it's already the next day, so you lost it. So the same way you're telling me safek sfikot la'akel, there's also safek sfikah la'achmir over here. So what are you going to do about that? So we started getting into, interesting, I want to go this way. Prima Gadim is known, besides, he writes Be'arichut Gdola Me'od. Prima Gadim is known. Rabbeinu Yosef Tehomim Haya Gaon Adir. And if you learn Prima Gadim and you understand it without the other Sfarim that explain it, the Machatzit HaShekel and others, whatever, you're Gaon, because he writes very, sometimes very lumdish. He writes, he has hakiris, a lot of hakiris, and what's special about him is that almost in every miktzah in Shulchan Aruch, he starts off with a long akdama. He has akdama on everything. Basar b'chalav has its own akdama, and Pesach has its own akdama. Shabbat has its own akdama. He has akdamot for everything. Now in the akdama, l'ilchot brachot, he says something amazing. We know that the rule is that safek brachot la'akel, yeah? Safek brachot la'akel dictates that even if you have multiple sfek, what if you have a safek sfekah to make a bracha? As a result of a safek sfekah, you make a bracha. What's the din? We do not rely on sfekes sfekot to make brachot. You still don't. Why is that? Now he explains as follows. He says, what is the origin of how safek sfekah works? And then we'll be able to apply it to brachot and we'll understand it here as well. There's a Rambam in Perek Tet Minchot Tumat Met, and the Rashba in his Chidushim, Chidushim Daf Ayin Gimal, fundamentally disagree about the mechanism of how Safek Sfekah. Lechaora, we know that Safek Sfekah works by the Oraita. That's Gemara Meforeshet Ktubot Daf Tet. Yeah, Petach Patoa Matzati Neiman Losra Alav. If you have Safek Sfekah, you're good. But lechaora, at first glance, it's a little bit troubling. Why? What does it matter if you have one Safek Isur or a million Safek Isur? It's still Safek Asur. So how How are we being matir just because there's multiple sfikot? In order to answer that question, Rambam and Rashba go two different ways. The Rambam goes one way. He says like this. The Rambam is a chidush. Shmuel, what's the question? What's the question that all the Rishonim are trying to answer? We know that the hanacha is that safek sfikah is matir afilu beisur Torah. Why not? Even if you pile up a bunch of sfikot, you have still... I am. No, even by the right. Safek sfikah is matir afilu isur Torah. Yeah, it is. But why? Hare, at the end of the day, you have safek isur. And you have to stay away from safek isur. So, mechatesi, multiple sfikot should help. The Rambam says as follows. It says a chidush. Last halacha in Perek Tet, Milchotum Atmet, the Rambam writes that when the Torah says that any given isur is asur, the Torah only meant to be oser, isur, vadai. There's a dictum, there's a rule, sfekah deoraita lechumra, then when you're misupak about, let me ask you a question. You find a piece of meat on the street. Safek trefa, nachon? Can you eat it? No. Why? Safek deoraita lechumra. How does that work? Says the Rabbanan, safek deoraita lechumra is only an isur de Rabbanan. No. What do you mean?
The concept of robe.
Oh, because robe is different than a supplement. In terms of what? The meat that you find?
Right.
If there's a robe.
Oh, meaning we say
what happens if there's no robe? Safek isur. Yeah. That's afilu bekavua. Yeah. Or bemechza an mechza. Now, and even by the way, the Chachamim were gozer that even when you have robe, you have a problem with basar shenitanim in ayin. Besides for basar shenitanim in ayin, I'm talking about the oraitas. Okay. Now, says the Rambam, safek deoraita lechumra is only a din de Rabbanan, which means that technically, mina Torah, safek isur is mutar. Who said safek isur Torah is asur? No. Rabbanan. Who said safek isur deoraita is asur? The Rambam says it's a din de Rabbanan. Now, how does safek sfika work? The Rambam says, let's work it down. If I have one safek in an Isur Torah, what happens? That safek brings it down from an Isur Deoraita to Isur De Rabbanan. You throw in one more safek, since it's already in the realm of De Rabbanan, so now what does it become? Now it's already safek De Rabbanan. And what's the rule? The Gemara says, Aruvin Dav Zainam Udbet, the Gemara says, that Safekah De Rabbanan Lekula. Therefore, the Rambam says, when I have a safek sfika, b'isur Torah, don't be surprised that we're being oser. Because the first safek brought it down from din Torah to din de Rabbanan. Second safek brought it down. It's not brought it down. Safek de Rabbanan lekula. That's why safek sfika is mutar. Kach da'at Rambam. The Rashba says a little bit different. He says, no. The Rashba holds, be'emet. And this is how the Shev Shmaitza understands the Rashba. And who's Shev Shmaitza? That's the Ktzot. You know, Shav Shmaitza means seven sugiyot. He wrote this. He wrote it when he was engaged, and he gave one of the Shmaitzas of Shav Shmaitza every night of Sheva Brachas. Shav Shmaitza is one of the most complicated Sfarim in Yahadut. Sfekot and Rubot and Chazakot. Sefer Kashe Meod. It's harder than Ktais. The Sefer Kashe. You know what's even harder than that? His brother. The Kuntresa Sfekot and the Tromata Kri is a Sefer Kashe. Rav Yehuda HaKoyen. Yeah, the Ktais was Arya Leib HaKoyen Haller. His brother was Rav Yehuda HaKoyen Haller. So he wrote a Sefer Kuntresa Sfekot. Is a Sefer Kashe. All the Sfekot and how you're done and Safek Neged Chazaka, Safek Neged... It's hard. It's a hard Sefer. It's a hard concept. Anyway, in Shmaitza Aleph, the Ktzot discusses this, and he explains that according to the Rashba, Safek Deoraita Lechumra is a Din Torah, which means that when the Torah said Nevela is Asur, the Torah meant by extension that Safek Nevela is also Asur. V'chein al zeh aderech b'chol isure Torah. Okay? So if that's the case, now the Rashba is in the hot seat. How are you going to explain why Safek Sfika is Mutar? If you're telling me Safek Deoraita Lechumra is a Din Torah, why should Safek Isur or Safek Sfeka be Mutar? Says the Rashba, this is what I thought that Shmuel was alluding to before. It's a little bit different. The Rashba says it works Midin Rov. Yeah? He says, just do some math. Anytime you have a safik, let's say it's a safik shakul, what are the statistics of safik, of any one safik? 50-50. You throw in another safik, which means it's a safik heter, you are now increasing the tzadeh heter to be more than tzadeh isur. As long as tzadeh heter are now more than 50%, now you go, din Torah is that what? Acharei rabim la'atot, which means you go by rov. When you have a safik sfeka, says the Rashba, safik sfeka is matir din doraita midin rov. L'chaora 33%. Yeah, as long as it's hard, you don't. It's not really quantified in numbers, but as long as you tip the scale from a safek shakul, and now it's more notel etzad ha'eter, now you have rov. Nachon? That's statistically what happens when you have a safek sfeka. Now, let me ask you a question. Think mathematically for a second on the Rashba. Why, when I have a safek sfeka, is the safek not nichra letzad ha'isur? Huh? When I have a safek sfeka, why is it automatically note lerov heter as opposed to rov isur?
You have to have in both cycles. You have to have everything go wrong both times.
Therefore, if I have a set, mathematically, when you put a bunch of sfekot together, the most you can have of isur is 50%, starting off if you have one. If you throw in another safek, that's immediately going to tilt it litzad ha'eter, because you can't ever have more isur than 50. More heter, more probability of things going right, you can have more than 50%, mathematically. Now, see, when you learn probability in math, it was in order to understand the Rashba. In order to understand the Rashba's din in safek sfeka. Zeh. Zeh mamash zeh. Now, who do we paskin like? There's a prichadash in miluim liyored de'a siman pedalet. The Prichadash, as well as the Pnei Yoshua and others. And, by the way, the Prima Gadim himself in Ilchot Brachot, they all pass like the Rambam. He has Miluim. That's how he brings it. Yeah. Prichadash on Shulchan Aruch, at the end, something called Miluim on Siman Pedalet. Yeah. Over there, he says, Halacha nifseka kedat Rambam. Rov poskim hold like the Rambam, that din safek deoraita lechumra is only a din de Rabbanan. The Rambam did not mention any word about Rov when being matir safek sfeka. Now, based on that, let's go back to why is it nifsak lehalacha? This is all the Prima Gadim talking in the Hakdama l'Ilchot Brachot. So now it makes perfect sense why, even with a safek sfeka, we're still not going to be mevarich. Why? You tell me. Because according to the Rambam, as many sfekot as you put in, you're still going to be in which realm? Drabbanan. Drabbanan, safek drabbanan is always going to be la'akel. When it comes to brachot, the kula of the safek drabbanan tells you what? By the way, sabal, safek brachot la'akel, and safek drabbanan lekula are really one and the same. Brachot is an example of a din drabbanan. What's the kula over there? What's the kula of brachot? Don't say it. That's the kula. So when we say sabal, when you say safek brachot la'akel, the Rambam will tell, I don't care how many sfekot you throw in, you're still in a drabbanan zone. So if you're in a drabbanan zone, it's still sfeka lekula. Do not say the bracha. It might be nisiyat shem shamayim lashav. Yefe. The Rashba might hold, this is what the Prima Gadim says, according to the Rashba, that it's midin rov. If rov tzadim are telling you to make a bracha, then you make it. Yeah? When you have a safek sfeka. But if I have rov tzadim telling me to make the bracha. That's not true. Who said that? If rov tells me that I'm still mechuyav to make the bracha, says the Prima Gadim, since we paskin like the Rambam, that's why we don't utilize safek sfeka levarich. Because be'emet, according to the Rashba, you would.
So let's say you have a safek sfeka and a bracha, that's all right.
Birkat Hamazon? Yeah. You don't need a safek sfeka. One safek already tells you to make a bracha. Benching.
Can we do the assessment one time? why he would not make a bracha?
Shmuel, say it over, Shmuel. Why, according to the Rambam, if I lump together multiple sfekot, am I still not making a bracha?
According to the Rambam,
sfek deoraita lechumra.
Okay.
Correct.
I have another sfek
on that.
You're already in the drabbanan zone, and brachot are only drabbanan. So the, over there, the kulad, the sfek drabbanan leakel dictates, do not make the bracha. Correct. Correct. And guess what? You don't even need a suffix fika. Even one suffix on a bracha, you're still in what zone? The Rabbanan, because brachot always start as the Rabbanan. So the Rambam would tell you, as many sfekot as you throw in, you're not changing the Rabbanan kite of the matzah. Now, let's bring this back over here for the same reason. Says Maran Zichon Bracha, based on this Primi Gadim, would we ever say a safek sfeka leachmir? Right, what was the question I asked before? Maybe we should say safek sfeka leachmir. Maybe over here by Sfirat HaOmer, counting during Ben HaShemashot. Maybe Sfirat Yom doesn't work. And even if Sfirat Yom does work, maybe it's already Laila and you lost it. Says Maran Tichonon Bracha, once the Prima Gadim and Pri Chadash, and other poskim tell me we're paskin like the Rambam, in his understanding of safek deoraita lechumra, being only drabbanan, and how we understand safek sfeka, can we ever institute a safek sfeka l'achmir b'drabbanan? You can't. Why? Because anytime, yeah, you'll make the safek sfeka, but you're still in a drabbanan thing. So what would the Rambam tell you? The same way I'm not going to make a safek sfeka l'varech because you're in the drabbanan zone and it's not going to help you, so too I'm not going to implement a safek sfeka l'achmir in a drabbanan zone anyway, because I can never be machmir in a drabbanan zone. And once I made it a safek sfeka, if it's in a din drabbanan, by definition, I have to be mekel, so I cannot use the mechanism of safek sfeka l'achmir. Rabotai, rov kechol haposkim. It's funny because the Rambam himself doesn't hold like this, so we're picking and choosing from the Rambam. Berov kechol haposkim, v'chein da'at maran, v'chein da'at rama. Sfirat ha'omer bizmanenu is what? The Rabbanan. Since it's only the Rambam says it's deoraita, but we don't hold like him. We hold like rov haposkim, then it's the Rabbanan. If it's only the Rabbanan to begin with, the rule is that we cannot implement the safek sfeka drabbanan, a safek sfeka l'achmir, in a din drabbanan, because of what the Rambam holds elsewhere, which means we're picking and choosing. Yes, we do. We don't hold like him with regards to Sfirat HaOmer being deoraita, but we do implement what he holds by safek sfeka in general, and therefore we will not say safek sfeka l'achmir over here, only l'akel, and therefore halacha lemaaseh, Maran Zichron Baracha rules that it would be mutar to catch yourself, to correct yourself, and count bevin hashmashot of the next night, being somech on the safek sfeka leakel, but just be careful not to, on the subsequent nights, not to count during bevin hashmashot, because then you'd be soter yourself, because you already considered it yom. That's
generally we say safek rabbanan on the safek brachah, that's telling me not to say brachah.
Correct.
So how come here we should say the same thing. Don't say it. You fell for it.
No! Because the safek sfeka over here is saving my mitzvah. It's telling me I'm still in the running. That's not true. According to some poskim, you lost the mitzvah.
I understand. So I'll do.
So this safek sfeka is telling me my mitzvah is still in the running. Once my mitzvah is still ketikuna, then you have the Radbaz and the Chida and the other ones, the ones who say that the bracha is nigrar after the mitzvah. We don't say, remember the Ravid that I said by Etrog? That concept? The safek sfeka over here is not to save the bracha. The safek sfeka, you can always count without a thing. I don't want the safek sfeka to save my bracha. I want it to save my mitzvah. I want it to tell me I'm still in the running. The mitzvah, which means once you tell me that I'm still eligible for the mitzvah, safek drabbanan la'akel doesn't shoot down the bracha, because aviv vayit that I have mitzvah, my mitzvah is still shalem, so I'm allowed to make a bracha for such a mitzvah. When do we say safek brachot la'akel? When the machloket or the din is in the bracha itself. But when the mitzvah is shalem, and I thought, well, you have, no, the safek brachot because there's a machloket. No, but if we pass in your mitzvah is shalem because of safek sfeka tevarech.
Here we're using the safek sfeka to tell me the mitzvah is still complete.
Correct.
Right?
that you're still tmimot.
So now we have now go back to the Raivin with the Safek.
Safek Chaser, yeah.
Safek Chaser, and there we say, you do say a bracha.
Yefe. So to over here.
We're going to use that to say I can still count with a bracha.
Femeod. Femeod. Same thing with Maran Safek Sfeka. If you're not, he says, a person's not batuach if he counted Sfirat HaOmer. Madino. Count on the other nights, nachon? I sabal. No, the Safek Sfeka says, Shema Safar, and Shema every night is a different mitzvah. Therefore what? The Safek Sfeka tells me you're still in the running. Therefore, you're still eligible for the bracha. That's the knej. Correct. Whereas if...
object of the Dalamina.
Correct. One it's an etrog and one it's a sfira. It's different elements of the zeh. Yafe. Okay. Yala. Laila tov, rabotai.